Yeah, Micah, just maybe discuss just your first start being out there. What was it like for you? Were you nervous? I mean, it's been a while now. You started the second game, but what's this experience been like for you?
I was a little nervous at first, but I just felt more confident because the players kept just telling me that I'll be ready, and I trusted the scheme and my coaches, knowing that they've made a good decision putting me in. So just knowing that they put me in, that I'll do good.
Okay, I will take a question from Sean Walker and then Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Micah, it's really funny because we see a bunch of kind of new guys, younger guys come through the program, and a lot of them kind of make a really good first impression, and then they dip off. It doesn't seem like you've done that through three games there. So what is it just about your game and kind of your mentality, I guess, right now that's allowed you to be pretty consistent through your first three games of Division I football and kind of compete at a high level?
My mentality is really just to produce for the team. My coaching staff offered me for a reason to come and produce, and I just want to do good for the team so that we can win.
Yeah, Mike, why BYU for you? You were a guy that had options to go to other places. Why ultimately BYU?
Really just a rich tradition dating back for many years. I love the football schedule. The coaching staff really just had open arms. The players were very friendly. Really, the location, really everything. It was the best of both worlds as well, with high academics and high football.
And I know the pandemic's probably impacted things, but I mean, how has your experience as a student at BYU plus being a football player as well?
Oh, I love it over here. I feel like I made the best decision.
I will take a question from Norma Gonzalez next.
Speaking of the pandemic, the NCAA decided that this is kind of a free year for you guys. Do you feel that you would have been able to play as many minutes had it not been an impact on your eligibility?
I feel like I have.
Or what, did you have planned original plans to like redshirt a year or just kind of sit out? Or did you always think you were going to just come in here and make an instant impact?
I think the goal originally was not to redshirt. It was just to come in and play and just help produce a team.
Okay, does anyone have any other questions for Micah? Okay, Darnell, we'll take your question.
Yeah, Michael, what is it about this defense you think is making it so effective early on? I know there's probably a number of things, but what do you think it is?
It's really just everyone doing their job. We have a good front seven that's always putting pressure on the quarterback. They're stopping the run. Our back seven is really just locking it down in the defense in the air.
Okay, we'll take a question from Brandon Gurney and then Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Mike, one thing that's really stood out about you is your ability to tackle, and that's not something common with freshmen, true freshman cornerbacks. Who do you credit for that, just with your technique in that regard?
Really just coming up and not being afraid. Just, when you play defense, you can't be afraid, have no fear in you. So it's really just that. And also, our front seven makes a lot of tackles. So, I mean, I feel happy when a ball comes out my way so I can get in on that action and get a tackle, not only just cover. Just showing that I can do multiple things with just cover.
Mike, a lot of newcomers like yourself have made an impact through these first 3 weeks. Have you been able to form like some close relationships with some of the guys in your signing class and in that cornerback room? If so, who?
Yeah, I'm very close with Terrence Fall, Cody Epps, Miles Davis. We all hang out a lot. And then I hang out with Jock Wilson, even though he's down right now. And I hang out with Chris Jackson a lot as well. And then I hang out with the cornerback room.
And what's the personality like in that cornerback room with Coach G and all the guys in there? What's that like?
That's a great energy. Just a lot of laughter. Not really fooling around, but like it's also serious when we got to get to business.
Okay, we'll take final questions from Hunter Miller and then Jay Drew.
Yeah, Micah, there's a lot of young talent on this BYU defense, but a lot of veteran guys as well. What's it been like learning and playing with guys like Troy Warner and Chris Wilcox, and how have they kind of taken you under their wing and helped you to learn the defense and to be able to get to where you're at right now?
It's a blessing, really, because there are a lot of NFL talent about to leave next year to go to the league, and just learning, watching them play, and just being on the same field as them is really just a blessing. It helps me to elevate my game to try to play as well as them.
Hey, Mike, I know your dad's an accomplished college football player. Does he give you critiques? Do you talk after the game? What's the communication like between the two of you?
Yeah, we talk every day. He helps me with practice and film and games. It's really just helping me with my confidence and just make sure that my mind is right for the game, and just working on helping me with what I can do better.